B-Pod Studios.
Morning.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Superman.
We have a Wonder Woman.
It is way too early for this, guys.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not crazy.
Then what's all this about?
It's a superhero secret.
Kidding.
It's National
Superhero Day.
Super!
Shouldn't you be wearing a mask?
Masks, mask.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Brian, that was excellent.
National Superhero.
You like that. Brian puts these together for us in the morning, and this is really unique. I never knew there was a superhero day.
Me neither.
So
but leave it to Brian.
That's why you're hearing this. So later in the show, I think we ought to at least think about creating superheroes for ourselves.
Okay.
Think about, like, what your superhero powers would be, what your name would be.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
What you're bringing to the table.
Got it.
You got it already? All right.
Oh, really?
So we'll do
okay.
that later. Think about that. I don't know what happened this morning.
What happened?
Well, ye of little faith.
Yeah, I know.
I've
been disappointed by a lot of men in my life, Bob.
Apparently. I left here yesterday and said, I got you. I will get you your coffee. You can trust me. I'm not like the others.
Mm-hmm.
That was my direct quote.
Yep.
You didn't trust me,
or
you know, apparently you forgot. But I made a special coffee run just for you.
So nice of you.
Why? Wow, you went out for coffee and just got one, huh?
Oh, you can have hers, Brian.
No, I already started on this one. I finished mine now because usually I would love 2 cups of coffee a day, but I never can do it. So this is
LBF
actually
never
perfect.
Has a second cup of coffee at home.
It is Folgers, don't you?
Yeah, it's very good. I'm very grateful. But yeah, see how I've been hurt in my past.
I think
and how you have to make up for
yes.
it. This is usually what happens with men and women.
That's what I see. I come in, I got your coffee,
mm-hmm.
and you're carrying a cup of Dunkin'.
Yep.
I'm like, well, what?
Then you just who yeah. hurt you? Is what you wanted to
yes,
say.
I did.
Who hurt you?
Coffee issues.
Yep.
You have trust issues.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Any issues.
I have lots of issues. No daddy issues.
No daddy.
But coffee issues.
Well, your dad will be glad to hear that.
I know.
That.
Thanks,
you
guys Dad.
Good.
Did a good job.
All righty. So that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm off the hook. That's it.
That's it? That's one and done?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I mean, right?
What about birthdays?
Well, that's...
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, something to look forward
one
to.
One and done. Wow.
Well,
I've done one nice thing for you. That's it.
That's it. I mean, and, you know, we can... Hit rewind on that if
okay,
you want.
Yeah, sure.
Remember that time?
Yeah.
Anywho, generally...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Cloudy today and 50. This is a slow climb into nice... Yesterday was just horrible.
It was a miserable
Thank
day.
God it was a Monday. Because I don't know about you, nothing to do. Watch the Michael Jordan thing, which is fascinating.
Yeah. A
couple hours.
Yeah.
That is so good. It really
is.
Is.
I should tune in,
I'm
even if I don't speak sports.
Yeah, I'm surprised Dave's not watching it. It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, that's his era, too, right?
Yeah,
90s guys.
And, yeah.
Right?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe he's watching
so
it
good.
At night. I have no idea what he does when I go to bed.
So good. You're enjoying that, Brian?
It's really good.
Yeah.
Watching it with Sam Bell. He's loving it.
Now, does Sam, is he familiar with Michael Jordan?
Very familiar.
Does he acknowledge that Mike's better than LeBron?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we wouldn't let that happen in our
house. No, because you could just see the talent that Michael Jordan had. Just amazing.
I really did like LeBron in Trainwreck, though. I did.
Oh, he was good in Trainwreck.
Yeah, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, he was good.
All right, there's one thing he was better than Michael Jordan.
That was
okay,
a better
all
actor.
Right.
It's a better actor. All right, he's 543. Your 80s artist of the day continues. And speaking of MJ, it's MJ.
Michael Jackson?
It's Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Unless Michael Jordan has 5 songs we can play.
Nope.
I don't think
he does.
All right, so it's Michael Jackson is your 80s artist of the day.
Okay.
So 8 o'clock, we'll hit you with the first MJ song. We'll give you a secret word to text into this number.
45911.
You could win $500. How about that for a peaceful, easy feeling?
Oh, it's all coming together.
See that? You got that.
Wow.
All right, we're off to a great start. Can't you tell? Good. Here we go. Lady of the
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
This report is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive safer with O'Reilly. All right, LBF, what's cool?
Just another kid, a local kid, doing a good deed. It's always surprising to me.
What?
I just think these kids are so great. Like, I mean, put their mind to something and they're helping out first people on the front lines.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'll need that later in the show, if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem.
Yep.
I live to serve, Bob.
I appreciate that. Wow.
One free cup of coffee. She's all on board.
Wow.
Well, you know.
I've got good news for Star Wars nerds like myself. Some new stuff will be available to watch just in time for Star Wars Day.
What else are we doing?
I know, right?
What else are we doing? Okay. You know, monkeys lead the way once again.
Really? Where are we going? To get bananas?
Just follow the monkey. Monkey see,
okay.
Monkey do.
All right.
I got some good news, and it's coming from our friends, the monkeys.
Okay.
Not the band.
Hey.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So yeah, this is hashtag save the ears.
Yeah.
So 12-year-old Harrison Holbrook from Rockland was using his 3D printer to make masks for nurses and doctors on the front lines. But then one of his mom's friends told us the nurses don't really need masks. They need the extenders because the extenders prevent nurses' ears from getting sore while wearing the masks all day. So, I've noticed that a lot of people, sometimes they make headbands with buttons because that really wreaks havoc on their ears.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Right. And so he made, instead of making the masks, he made these extenders. And he's, first of all, I can't believe he has a 3D printer, but then he just uses it to do this, and he's 12. And he decided that he's made about 100 extenders, and they've shipped them across the country. And anyone with a 3D printer can download the design and start printing their own extenders. And he currently prints about 20 a day.
Jeez.
And you can find more information. I got this story from WHDH, and so you can go to their website and find out about Harrison Holbrook's awesome
neat. I mean, what were you doing at 12?
Nothing.
Right? At 12?
I was like, what was I doing at 12? I was watching
nothing that helped humanity.
Nope. No, I was perfecting my eyeliner game.
That's it. 12. Is the toast ready?
I know. It was bad.
That's about it.
That's why I'm always stunned. I'm like, wow.
What a
good
kid.
People.
That's great.
Imagine that.
But he's doing it right.
All right, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, Monday is Star Wars Day.
Oh, yeah.
So in honor of Star Wars Day, I've got two things Star Wars related. On Disney Plus, they are releasing early Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. It's streaming 2 months early. It'll be on Disney Plus Monday, May the 4th. So you can watch the final chapter and then all of the Star Wars Skywalker saga you can watch right there on Disney Plus. And also, dropping on Monday, Star Wars Day, an 8-episode docuseries, Disney Gallery, The Mandalorian. And it's hosted by Jon Favreau. You know him.
Yeah, he's from Swingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very
But he also
movie.
Did all the Mandalorian stuff.
Did he?
Wrote it, directed it. And
really?
Yeah, it's kind
good.
Of a
did
like
the Jungle Book too.
Round table thing, all inside stuff. It's 8 episodes. It should be really cool. You know how they made Baby Yoda?
Mm. Oh, that
cool.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah,
Baby Yoda's in it.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Brian, have you seen pretty much every Star Wars? I know you've seen every movie, right?
Yeah.
Really? How many have there been? 10?
Well, I mean, there's a lot.
Right.
Because then you've got, you know, the offshoot movies, too. You've got Solo.
Do you have any favorites? Do you have your favorite?
Mm. Well, I mean, yeah. Return of the Jedi,
okay.
I think, is
all
probably.
Right.
That's the one they say is the best, right?
Okay.
Was that the third?
The second. Empire. Oh, no, third, yeah.
Which
Empire Strikes Back in the middle. Star Wars, Empire.
Which one was Jabba the Hutt in?
Who's in that?
Jabba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jabba's.
Of all the people, you
really
Jabba
we just like Jabba that. Because he put Princess Leia in that bikini.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
I'll say it.
No, wait, no.
I liked him because he was body positive.
I liked him because he was our first really hungry anti-hero. That was good.
Very,
yeah, needed that first angry, hungry.
Yeah.
He was hangry.
Yeah, that's what we had. On the desert.
I like it.
Sorry,
finally,
Java.
Some potential good news. Oxford University, I believe that's in England.
Yeah, word on the street, right?
Yeah. They make nice shirts.
Not Oxford, Maine.
There's an Oxford, Maine, too. They make nice shirts there in Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
They say, seriously, a vaccine is working. So far, it could be ready by September if the British government grants emergency approval. A new report says this vaccine is working in monkeys.
Yeah.
So they're going with the monkeys first. Once again, monkeys lead the way. They go to space. They come back.
Yeah.
Now, 6 were vaccinated last month. They still don't have the virus, even though they've been exposed to it.
Really?
So there you go. Thank the monkeys.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be the first person. I don't want to be the next in line after
the try this out.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that?
Well,
no, there's got to be some recompense for that.
I bet.
Right?
Right?
Say you're in jail.
And oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You know, Mom, and they're like, no, how about volunteers? Some people volunteer for that. There was a woman who volunteered for something. I read like 2 months ago where she was the first person to
Injected. There was. She was injected with it, and so they could find a vaccine to cure her.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are heroes out there, just not in this room.
The monkeys are our heroes.
We'll tell you about them.
Yeah, we will.
Unless there's a lot of recompense. I don't think so.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It is 6:32. Cloudy today and 50 for your high temperature, but after yesterday, we'll take it tomorrow, right? And down to 37 tonight. You hear about this story on Reddit.
Oh, God.
Reddit's a website where I guess you just post whatever weird things have happened in your life.
It's the bathroom wall of the internet.
It really is, right?
Yes.
So you put it on Reddit if you want to get people's opinion.
Yeah.
On
yep.
Any kind of crazy thing that happens. So here's the latest. A woman on Reddit says she might have to dump her boyfriend because he's bad at dirty talk.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. He called her, quote, a dirty little tomato during a recent activity session.
I like tomatoes.
You dirty
in the right sandwich. Wait a minute. That thing sounded wrong.
A dirty talking food.
Yeah, you don't want a dirty tomato anywhere. Watch that tomato. God. Listen, how can you be mad? The guy's probably not a good ad libber.
Well,
right?
If it's not his jam.
It's not his jam.
Then you gotta give him a little, I mean... Yeah. What's my motivation? This is improv. And ask somebody who's straight-laced to do improv.
Yeah, you can't do it.
It's not going to happen.
And you could have called her a dirty little pickle. I mean, that would have been...
No. No, you can't use food. You can't use food.
Can't use food talking dirty.
No, you can't. No, I don't think. I mean, just...
No.
Somebody wants to try.
You dirty little Italian sub. My little meatball. No, it's not going to work.
Not how it reminds me of John Cena.
Yes, okay, just sexy stuff.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
There's no I in team.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
But there's an I in win. Can't spell victory without T-R-Y. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Okay, these are just phrases, for like sports phrases. Are these Nike slogans? Nike. Please, just...
You want to just do it? Do you want that?
No!
Just do it.
You that can't, is a scene from Trainwreck.
Oh, boy.
You can't ask a guy who's not good at it to do it, so...
You gotta know your audience. I can't even believe that we're talking
dirty
about this.
Dirty little
this
tomato.
I feel like a dirty little tomato.
All right, tomato. What do you got for...
Speaking of dirty. Hey, Goonies fans. Josh Gad orchestrated something that's going to make you so happy.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's funny. Dirty little laundry.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. I can't even.
Check your eyes. I wouldn't. I'd stop. Stop right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 6:47. Let's check the laundry with LBF.
Okay, my dirty little tomato.
All right. That's hot.
All right. Lots of reunions. Set your DVRs. But I want to just mention the best thing that happened yesterday. Reunited Apart is a show on YouTube, and it was hosted by Josh Gad. And he got together the entire cast and, like, crew of, including, like, the director and all that stuff, of The Goonies.
Oh.
The Goonies.
Wow.
Classic film. And it was great. Josh Gad is, like, a super fan. And I love that when somebody hosts something like that because their excitement gets you excited. Mm-hmm. And he Zoomed Sean Astin, and he was talking about, well, you're gonna Zoom everybody else. And this is what Sean said.
Yes! Yes! All right, how do we do this? Do you guys, like, Zoom, or do you send out like a Goonies bat signal to the sky?
Sky? Don't you realize the next time you see sky, it'll be in another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be in some other school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us, but right now they got to do what's right for them because it's their time. Their time up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that
Goonies
gave me
never
chills.
Say die.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so he was recreating that. A lot of the actors recreated some of their scenes. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody was on it.
I know. Steven Spielberg was on it.
Chris Columbus, Richard Donner, who was the director, Sean Astin, Kerry Green, who played Andy, Martha Plimpton, who's Steph, Corey Feldman, Josh Brolin, who's really old, the Fratelli brothers,
yeah, you know,
Jeff Cohen, who was Chunk, my favorite. He's not Chunk anymore. He's skinny. He's a lawyer.
Cindy Lauper
showed up. Awesome. It was like a half hour. You can
I
see.
I don't
that,
think my amazing. Girl's ever seen that. That's they're a great little, 80s film for them to watch, right?
They skew so young.
Good. Yeah.
So, like, if, you know, mm-hmm. The Goonies is an 80s film, and so it skips a little bit. They need to watch it under quarantine.
Yeah,
because
well,
it's very, very
else?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Data was there. It was really, it was great. A nice throwback, and that's kind of what we need right now. Mm-hmm. Josh Gad getting super excited about The Goonies. So you can catch that. It's about half an hour at WROR.com. Okay, set your DVRs because celebrities are going to do 24-hour live stream on Friday. Well, it's not really, you know, DVRs. It's going to be on Friday at 8 o'clock featuring more than 200 global leaders, artists, entertainers, including Julia Roberts, Oprah, Jennifer Garner. They're just going to have a 24-hour live stream where they'll offer lessons, performances, and conversations. I guess it's going to be on the internet. I don't know what it doesn't say.
Oh, the internet now?
Yeah. On the web. It doesn't say if it's a YouTube thing. It just says what they're going to be doing. I don't know. I'd like to get a little advice from Jennifer Garner because she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so much like Rob Lowe.
You don't find yourself... I'm not missing celebrities. Not at all. I'm good.
There are some things I like. For example, I really liked, and I'm not going to play you any clip because I like you.
Yeah.
I liked the celebration to the celebrity celebrating composer Stephen Sondheim's 90th, which was Monday night.
Mm.
No, Sunday night.
Yeah.
Sunday night. And Meryl Streep sang and all these people sang and it was great. Mm-hmm. That was great.
Yeah.
Some things I don't really care about.
It
I mean,
seems
you gotta
like
pick,
they
the thing
miss,
is, we have
they,
so much to choose
well,
from.
Exactly. They miss us more than we miss them.
I think that's it. Well, they want to stay relevant.
They do.
It's like
Jennifer Aniston went, oh, rough day, taking a nap with my two dogs.
Oh, really?
In her California
no, that's,
beach. No, I don't. I'm good.
What I'm really looking forward to is on May 11th, Amy Schumer and her husband Chris Fisher have a new show on the Food Network called Amy Schumer Learns to Cook.
That'd be
which
fun.
Is going to be amazing because her husband is a chef.
Yeah.
He's a chef on the Vineyard. And and so they...
So that's legit.
That's legit.
Yeah. Now, I miss Jeffrey. You know, what? I wonder about what Jeffrey's
Ina
doing.
And Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Ina Garten and Jeffrey.
What does he do now? Poor Jeffrey.
He's eating like a king with Ina Garten in the Hamptons.
Yeah, but his
or
job.
Or in Paris. Who knows where they are?
He had to go. Well, maybe he's still running the errands. She'd say, Jeffrey, I need some brie.
He puts on the mask and he goes down to the market.
And some a boulet of some sort. So that
could Amy Schumer and Chris Fisher be the new Ina and Jeffrey? I don't know.
I could see that.
It's a tall order.
That is a tall order. Jeffrey. Do you know what speaking of Ina Garten, I got. I have all 11 of her cookbooks. And the other day, I just read through them, and she is so lovely about Jeffrey. It's like I'm reading a recipe book, but it's really a love story.
Yeah,
it's all about him. He must, because she has no kids, so she's like, she still likes him.
Little Jeffrey.
When you have kids, you're like, whatever.
Shut up.
What's for dinner? Yeah,
exactly. Go.
But yeah, Jeffrey.
Yeah,
Jeffrey's got the life.
I need olives, cheese, hummus, and take your time.
I'm starving.
Right. No hurry, Jeffrey.
Anyway, that's May 11th.
Yeah, those are fine. All right. So, guys, thanks.
Right, my dirty little tomato.
That was good. Dirty little tomato.
That's going to be the name of my cooking show.
Yeah, that's that is not hot. Not hot. Just
and today
just so
on
you know.
The Dirty Little Tomato.
Good luck with that. All right.
WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. This is what got me in trouble yesterday. We played this little ditty of a clip because under quarantine, we're spending a lot of time with our loved ones.
Discovering things.
Yes. So we just thought it was funny if we played this.
Why are you doing it that way?
Right. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I remember. So anyway, I mentioned that, the only quirky little thing that would come to mind was we went grocery shopping Sunday, and we brought everything in. It was about 2 o'clock, so I hadn't had lunch. Anyway, side note. So we brought everything in. Carolyn wants to wipe everything down, so she said, put it on the floor. I want to wipe it down. So I was hungry. I go grab some chili out of the fridge. I nuke it, and I sit down and have lunch. Well, yesterday I mentioned that I thought it was funny that she started emptying the dishwasher.
Right, in the midst of putting groceries away.
Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Then she reminded me, then why are you sitting there having chili?
Yeah, that seems like a chaotic situation altogether.
Yeah.
Like, she's emptying the dishwasher and you're eating chili, yet there are groceries still in their bags.
I know.
It just seems like left turns everywhere.
Yeah, so I confess I probably should have been putting it away. But, you know, she likes to wipe things down and I was hungry. So...
Yeah, I feel like you are discovering things like, you know, like, who does that? Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of what I say to Dave. Like,
why are you doing it that way?
Yeah.
I think one thing that he does that I find inexplicable is that he will load everything in the dishwasher. The kitchen will be completely clean, but he'll always leave, like, 4 dirty glasses just randomly.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are you doing it that way?
Why are these here? Like, what was... There's
That's
room.
Weird. Yeah.
It's like he just wants company? I don't know.
I don't get that.
Maybe he's going to refill them.
No, they're all weird glasses. Like, they're like, you know, not like water glasses.
So let me flip it. Instead of... I know I do something that annoys Carolyn. And I do it all the time. When she's
breathing,
shut up. That's why I bother you. My lovely bride doesn't think that way. I like to think.
Keep telling us about that.
I discovered, and Brian is on the same page with me, when Carolyn's cooking at dinner, when it's kind of dusky, I'll go over to where she's cooking and just kind of watch, and she'll say, I don't need a coach. I'm fine. And then I'll reach up and turn the oven light on.
Yeah.
Not the oven light, but the stove
microwave
light.
One that lights up the stove.
Because
she
cooks in
doing.
The dark. And I can't cook in the dark.
But you're not cooking. So
that's what she says.
Yeah. So she likes a certain lighting.
Yeah.
And you're just like, no, I'm turning it on anyway.
Yeah, I drive her crazy.
You can't see
that.
Anything without that light
right,
on.
Brian, am I right?
I
you
turn
might
that one
not,
on all the time.
But
I'm trying
might.
To see.
When she's cooking.
Are the tacos ready yet?
You'll go in and turn the light on, right? It drives her nuts. I can't help it.
Yeah, because, you know, and then I feel like women are like, why are you micromanaging me? Get out of the kitchen.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's how she feels.
So if anybody, if you've been quarantined a long time with your loved one, just for fun, if you want to get it off.
Yeah,
chest,
we won't tell
a true
anybody.
Confession, you can just say what it is.
Why are you doing it that way?
All right, so it's got to be something.
Yeah, I got one.
You got one?
Just the other day, I was sitting eating a snack, and my wife just looked up and she's like, "What are you eating? Do you have to eat it that loud?" I was having like a stuffed pepper, you know, a stuffed cherry pepper.
Uh-oh.
And they were just so fresh and crisp. I was chomping away like a donkey.
Yes.
She's hearing you chew.
She's like, "I can hear you from across the room."
Oh, man.
I'm like, "Oh, sorry."
Well, one of us,
I'll go over here and do it.
One of us has to leave.
It's getting to that point.
Wow. All right. So if there's anything that you want to call us about, let's have some fun today. Light moments.
Sure.
Gallows humor, as we say. Lighten it up a little bit. Is there something that your significant other is doing that you...
Why are you doing it that way?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
"Enable ROR Boston."
Then say,
"Open ROR."
Or WROR.com.
It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, and a generally cloudy day. High 50, that's about it. And tonight down to 37. Tomorrow, a sunny and a high 52. So it's a slow climb back into the mid-50s and towards our way to 60. Well, so a lot of folks are probably asking their spouse right now, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do it that way? Because the time you spent together has probably been more than ever, right?
Yes, it has.
You make it through this, you'll make it through anything as a couple.
That's true.
Except.
It's one of those stories I clicked on and I'm like, I don't want to know this.
Yeah.
Your significant other could be having a virtual affair during the lockdown because... Ashley Madison, you know, that cheating website.
Yep.
I've never heard of it.
Smart man.
Claims 30% of women who use the site are having virtual encounters. They didn't list stats for men, but they on their Instagram, they posted a list of tips and tricks for not getting caught.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's awful.
How to not get
how
caught.
How to not get
not
caught.
Not how to catch yourself.
No,
what do they,
how to not
what do they recommend?
Brian?
What? I've just...
Oh, my God. By the way, as of last month, they were getting 17,000 new members a day.
Holy cow.
All right, when and where to have a cyber affair? I don't know. I'm going to use this as... All right.
Yeah.
Watch for this. Instead of,
saying.
Like, do this,
right.
Watch for this.
Watch for these signs.
A person can message your affair partner late at night or early in the morning. If you're working from home, you can discreetly message your affair partner while working. Go on a walk, and then you can message them. Bring your phone to the car in the bathroom. Remember to hide or disguise your notifications.
Wow.
Everyone is awful.
If you read that stuff and think the worst of people.
I know. It's 17,000 new members on Ashley Madison.
That's a lot.
That is a big party.
Well, it's not free either.
I don't know.
I don't think it's free.
Nice save. Nice save.
I don't know anything about it, and I'm going to stick
to that. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's just like not something I want to know. But
yeah.
You know what? Sometimes you've got to infiltrate the enemy lines to find out what the enemy's doing.
Right.
So that's why everyone's on Ashley Madison.
I just want to check
infiltrate.
On you.
Infiltrate. So you can go to their Instagram and find out what recommendations they're giving to the lying, cheating sacks in your life.
Oh, my God.
And then go and find them out.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be real hard to find an apartment or a hotel room in a quarantine sleeping on the streets. Yeah.
Yeah, you little tomato.
Yeah, those dirty little tomatoes. Ugh.
Get out of there. Well, there you have it. All right, coming up, dirty laundry. Who's having more fun?
Than Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Nobody.
All right.
But the question is, how do you celebrate a donkey's first birthday? And like, you know what?
I don't know.
Arnold's going to tell us how.
He will.
Because he's having the best time of his life.
He's got a pet donkey.
He doesn't need Ashley Madison.
No, he doesn't. Okie dokie. Let's get some dirty laundry done with LBF.
All right, a very 80s reunion. What cooking show is going to, I think, really be funny and maybe informative? But first, the big question is,
mm-hmm.
What do you do for a donkey's first birthday?
It's
a question that I have been asking myself for a long, long time.
Really? Not just any donkey.
No. Yeah. The donkey, Lulu, who belongs to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, you invite the donkey into your kitchen, and you feed it some treats.
Yeah.
Do we have the tape?
We do.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lulu.
Lulu.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, nice.
Look at this. Huh? Are we not celebrating birthday really great, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry, the candles are unnecessary here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Huh? Here's another one. Oh, yeah. Here's another one, a crumb. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not so loud, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, look at the jealous one is coming in.
Oh, the jealous
one. Horse, miniature horse.
Wow. Is that across the table? Lulu's birthday, huh?
Yeah.
What were they feeding? What was he feeding Lulu?
Scones.
Oh, scones.
Yes, because you know nothing but the best.
High
tea at the Schwarzenegger household.
He's lost it.
Well, it's like one of those things where he's just cruising into that weird old age thing.
Yep.
Like when you're old, like you just kind of get like a little nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm gonna start wearing weird scarves and jewelry and start
talking
smack.
Only
about
Hawaiian
people.
Shirts.
Yes, exactly.
So he has a pet miniature donkey
that
he's feeding scones to on her birthday, and across the table is a jealous miniature horse.
Yeah.
And he's kind of got the crazy old man beard going.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, when it's like an old lady with cats. Like, you know, like, oh, my baby, come here, have some tuna fish with me.
Yeah.
It's like,
we'll have some nice scones.
It's just, isn't it great?
We don't need candles.
I don't know. What do you think the floor looks like in that kitchen? Huh?
Oh, I know.
Oh, boy.
But isn't it great to just...
I don't want the light on.
Just slowly slide into a little crazy.
Yeah. When you have enough money,
you can buy your own eccentric. That's the difference between crazy and eccentric.
Right.
How much money you have in the bank.
That's right.
So he's becoming an eccentric person. And it's great that Arnold Schwarzenegger is now the most beloved old person with donkeys.
Right. I mean, come on.
Because, you know,
it wasn't too long ago.
I know.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long ago that he was outed for having an illegitimate love child with his housekeeper.
That's when he was the ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, see?
4 days after his wife, Maria Shriver, gave birth to their youngest baby, housekeeper gave birth to his baby.
Oh, my God.
And yet, you can fast forward 2 decades, and here he is,
the lovable
Arnold with his donkey.
His donkey.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Nice scone.
All right. Later,
so, we go for a walk.
Yeah. Nice. Put on nice shirts.
Put on a nice shirt. Go for a walk.
The accent just gets you. I feel
it's great.
He can get away with a lot of things.
I think he's BSing us. I think his accent's probably been gone for 30 years.
Right, exactly. All right, so really cool. Reunited and Apart. This is a YouTube feature featuring Josh Gad, and he got the entire cast and crew together from the 80s classic, The Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
And he has them all recreate scenes from The Goonies. It's about a half an hour. It's at WROR.com.
Okay.
You know, Spielberg shows up. Screenwriter Chris Columbus does it. Shows up. Richard Donner, Sean Astin, Cary Grant, you know, Andy, Martha Plimpton, Corey Feldman, Josh Brolin, the Fratelli brothers.
With nothing to do but Zoom and quarantine.
Yes, isn't it great, though?
Yeah. Wow.
Because then they address things like whether or not there's going to be a sequel, and Spielberg's like, I don't know, it was so good, why would there ever be
a
sequel?
That's true.
It is good. And if you haven't seen Goonies, it's a very, very good movie.
I think I'm going to remind my 20-something.
My favorite character is, not surprisingly, Chunk. Huh?
Chunk
really likes to eat stuff, and he has one of the best confessions in cinematic history.
Chunk does.
And then finally, Amy Schumer, who is married to Chris Fisher. He was a chef from the Vineyard, Beetlebong chef. That's the name of his Beetlebong Farms chef.
See, she married a chef.
Brilliant. She even said that. She's like, I don't have to cook another day of my life.
Exactly.
I married a chef.
Exactly.
But you know what happens?
You don't need an actor or none of that
nonsense. Two actors?
Marry a chef.
Forget it.
Right?
So she's smart, and she married him, but now she has a new show on the Food Network called Amy Schumer Learns to Cook.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that learns to cook is in quotations. It starts Monday, May 11th, and it's a back-to-back episode. I guess she really tends to the bar more often. That's my kind of girl. But she's a delight, and she just had a baby, so she hasn't been doing like a lot of you know, stand up or anything like that. Mm. And obviously can't go see her live, but this will be good.
She was great in Trainwreck.
Yes, okay, just sexy stuff.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
All
right.
Talk to me.
There's no I in team.
I hope it's not
there's
like
there's an
this.
I in win. Can't spell victory without T-R-Y.
Oh,
winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Okay, these are just phrases, for like sports phrases. Are these Nike slogans? Please just...
You want to just do it? Do you want that?
No!
You
no!
Think,
no,
you think, well, they're newleds.
No, they're not newlyweds. They have a baby.
Like, there's no...
Sexy little tomato.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Little talk dirty to me in the cooking show.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. That's what I... Yeah, okay.
Okay. You know what? We've been watching The Pioneer Woman.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's doing shows on her iPhone that her kids film. She's got a nice ranch because the kids are showing you stuff you wouldn't have seen on the usual show.
Yeah. Where does she live? Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah. But
okay,
the
well, you
view,
know
oh
what?
My God.
The price per square footage in Oklahoma is not so bad.
You should think about
anyway,
moving.
She's also going to light herself on fire if she continues to cook with those bell sleeves.
She lit her spoon on fire over the weekend.
I'm telling you, she
really?
Is one little mistake away from it.
The horrible wooden spoon accident.
Wow. Right. Oh. Next up, it's going to be one of those bell sleeves.
There we go. The Pioneer
and
woman.
Then what's Lad going to do? Is that his name?
Find another one.
Oh, God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
It's brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player, Lisa Gilbert from Halifax, Mass. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good. Working from home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You just had a birthday.
Really?
She just had a birthday.
I did, yes.
April 9th.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. What'd
Thank
you get?
You.
Did you get anything?
I had a nice quarantine birthday, yes.
Yeah.
Did you get a birthday parade?
No. No, we had a nice family dinner, though, and I had my Zoom meeting, my birthday Zoom.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's sweet.
Good. See, we're making the best of the situation. Okay, you know how Super Smart works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. You have to answer them in 60 seconds correctly. We'll give you $1,000. How about that for a belated birthday present?
That would be nice. A nice online shopping spree.
Here you go. All right. Great. Ready to play? Make sure you say pass if you're not sure. We'll get back to it if we have time. Here we go, Lisa.
What is 3 plus 6?
9.
What superhero can leap tall buildings in a single bound?
Superman.
What was the name of Michael Jackson's chimpanzee? Sean Astin starred as Mikey in this 80s movie.
Pass.
What's the capital of New Hampshire?
Portsmouth.
What's the name of the Paris Cathedral that burned down in 2019?
Notre Dame.
Ree Drummond is also known as whom?
Pioneer Woman.
What does IQ stand for?
Intelligence quotient.
Which band recorded the album Slippery When Wet?
Oh, I know that. Bon Jovi?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, at the buzzer.
You got it at the buzzer. All right, you had six right, Lisa. But I'm going to say this. If you were listening to the show, you would have had a couple of these freebie answers, so you must have been busy. Oh, we gave a couple of freebies,
too. We do give out a couple of little freebies during the show. Okay, but good job. The name of Michael Jackson's chimpanzee is Bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbles is still alive.
Yeah.
Sean Astin starred as Mikey in the 80s movie The Goonies. Really good movie.
Oh.
And the capital of New Hampshire is Concord. Okay. I had to look that one up, too. Sometimes you forget. There are a lot of places up there.
Yeah. That's funny. You know what? Just today, we talked about Bubbles, The Goonies, and The Pioneer Woman.
Yep.
So there was three. I mean, it pays to listen.
It does, yep.
You know, I used to work with a woman who, you said Notre Dame the correct way. She would always, she would do football scores and say.
Say Notre Dame?
No.
Say Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Oh.
And, yeah, she was in theater.
Oh.
She said, and BC beat Notre Dame.
The Notre Dame footballers.
Yes.
Well, that's fighting confusing. Irish. I wouldn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
Oh,
anyway.
God.
Lisa, was it fun for you?
Yes, it was.
Good, good. That's all that matters. We got a $50 gift card to Big Night Entertainment. And Big Night Entertainment Group's, listen to this, $250,000 blood drive with the Red Cross. You donate blood, you receive a $100 Big Night gift card. Details available at bignight.com/give. So, Lisa, when things get better, we can get out of the house. You go to Big Night Live with $50 to spend.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Okay?
Have a great day.
Take
care. You too.
All right, so if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com. And also the home version of the game goes up later.
Yes, go check it out because the 10th answer we didn't get to. So there's a surprise one. And if you get it, you are super smart.
You are super smart. Okay, it's all at WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Be cool. LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
Oh, another virtual reunion, this time from the 90s.
Oh, those are, you mean like Zoom things and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Virtual.
People are bored out of their mind.
I know, but it's nice for them to get back together.
Okay.
See? When you have
Will Brian Bell be excited?
Maybe.
No.
Okay.
Oh. But I am excited about something to watch coming up on Monday.
And ooh, I'm not excited about that.
See? Something for everybody.
All right. If you are really bored, and let's say either you work from home or maybe you're not, a lot of time on your hands, maybe it's time for a quarantine hobby. A lot of folks are picking up new hobbies.
Okay.
Or old hobbies.
Oh, no.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you remember this theme song? No?
No. I'm bad at that.
Melrose Place.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
No, God.
You didn't watch Melrose Place?
We did, but
you loved it.
We did back in the day.
You loved a Billy and Allison.
Little Heather Locklear action.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Look at that
guitar. But I forgot the music, though. Wow.
I mean, it's good stuff.
They don't make them like that anymore.
No, they don't.
Yeah, all right.
So, tomorrow night on starsinthehouse.com, which is hosted by Seth Rudetsky. He's a Broadway guy. He usually has Broadway stuff. Well, he's taken a little left turn. And he's going to host Melrose Place cast reunion, 8 o'clock tomorrow night with Josie Bissett, Thomas Calabro, who is her husband. And got that guy. Marsha Cross, Laura Layton, Heather Locklear, Doug Savant, Grant Show, Andrew Hsu, Courtney Thorne-Smith, Daphne Zuniga. I am so excited.
Wow. You know, what happened to all those people? I guess we'll find out. Like,
well,
Andrew Hsu. I mean, remember?
Andrew Hsu's married to the Good Morning America co-host.
Which one?
Amy Robach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
I don't know what Grant Show's doing, but I'd like to find out.
Oh, God.
Courtney Thorne-Smith has done like a couple of, half-hour comedy things, sitcoms.
Yeah.
Marsha Cross was in Desperate Housewives.
That's right. I knew
it.
Okay.
Heather Locklear's been sober for a year, so that's good.
Yeah.
She just celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to learn all that and more tomorrow
that's
night.
That's great. She was also in T.J. Hooker. Did you ever watch T.J. Hooker?
Yeah, she did T.J. Hooker and...
She did
Falcon
both.
Falcon Crest? Was it? What, she
yeah.
did both at the same time.
Dynasty?
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
She
Someone
did both.
Listening knows.
Yeah, she was Sammy Joe.
Yep.
Sammy Joe.
Sammy Joe.
So 8 o'clock tomorrow, starsinthehouse.com.
All righty.
Oh, yeah. That's my music, say. LBF.
Yeah, I know. We're such a match made in hell.
Oh, it sounds so good.
You too.
So Monday. Monday is, of course, May the 4th, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
With you.
And so Disney Plus is doing a couple cool things. If you watch The Mandalorian, which is great, it's got Baby Yoda. They're doing a new show called Disney Gallery The Mandalorian. It's an 8-episode docu-series, and it's kind of a behind-the-scenes making of. It's hosted by Jon Favreau. Come on, swingers.
There okay. You go. Yep.
Good. Mm-hmm. Elf.
Yeah.
Elf.
So
yeah.
He's going to do that with actors and everybody who's involved in that. It's pretty cool behind-the-scenes thing. And then also, they are releasing early Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. It'll begin streaming on Disney Plus 2 months early. So that'll happen on Monday as well. So you can watch the complete, you know, Skywalker saga. I mean, the order is up to you. If you want to go, you know, chronological movie order,
yeah,
if you
want to
go machete order, the Rinster order, theatrical release order, complete order. I mean, that'll take you a long time.
But, I like theatrical release.
I like ordering takeout.
I'm a chronological. I go chronological myself.
Okay.
I like to see people age gracefully.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Well, you might want to leave this room.
It's up to you.
Oh, man. You are so hard on yourself.
Yep.
Because I know you're not talking about me. All right. So, anybody ever tell you to get a hobby?
Yeah.
You need a hobby? Well, maybe you do, because it seems like we're all we talk about a lot is what's on TV. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, we need a hobby.
We need a hobby. Need so hobbies. A lot of people are better than us, and they're finding hobbies during the coronavirus quarantine shutdown. People are taking piano lessons. One woman was saying on USA Today that she had a piano delivered to her house.
She had a piano delivered to her house?
Well, a smaller one.
Hand me
one.
That piano.
Yeah, smaller one, rolled in, and now she's taking piano lessons on it on the internet. And I've been thinking, well, I've noticed I'm starting to do crossword puzzles again. Good for the brain. You ever do crossword puzzles?
Nope.
You should try it.
I only do the ones in People magazine.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm wicked good at
yeah,
those.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah.
Like Melrose
yes,
Blank.
Yes, like who played,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Sammy Joe
yeah,
on Dynasty.
Those are fun.
Starts with an H.
Yeah. you can do that. I used to like build models when I was a kid. I used to love model
really?
Cars and boats.
That's
so... Wouldn't that be fun again?
David and Goliath of you.
we didn't have a lot of TVs.
I was thinking about getting an RC car that you have to build yourself
fun.
When I was a kid and do that
really?
With my kids.
Yeah. You guys are adventurous.
I mean, I haven't done it because the biggest hobby we're doing right now is I've learned how to teach my kids.
Yeah, but that could be shop class.
Shop class. There we go.
Shop
there
class.
Go.
All right. I have
that.
Zero
anyway,
hobbies.
You need a hobby.
I do.
Get a hobby.
I mean, I bake, but that's just
that's
know,
kind of a fun hobby, though.
So.
Yeah, but baking has a like. If I build a model when
you're
I'm done with
it,
I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah, I know that's the problem.
Yours is like, look at that.
Yeah, all the right. Hobbies are cocktails and baking.
But you know what? You found the perfect match. Your husband's the bartender. You're the chef. Mm-hmm. So
we all have our interests.
That's it.
Morning.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
We have a Wonder Woman.
It is way too early for this, guys.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not crazy.
Then what's all this about?
It's a superhero secret.
Kidding.
It's National Superhero Day.
Super.
Shouldn't you be wearing a mask?
Mask. It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Wow, we are wearing masks. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
No, just cover our mouths and nose. But so National Superhero Day, that's cool. So I'm thinking back. I loved Batman when I was a kid. That was the guy.
Really?
Well, he was just, you know, more reasonable. Like, Superman was just everything, right? He could do whatever. He
couldn't you didn't want to go for it?
Yeah,
it
was
just
a little too
okay,
much.
All right.
Yeah, like... you know, he was just...
He's from a different planet.
Yeah,
like, he literally...
Yeah. Nothing bothered him except for
gonna
a
get the girl, just, you know,
swoops
sweep her
in.
Up.
Yeah.
Fly around the city.
No, give me Adam West as Batman. Go back.
Wow. Go
He had the Batcave. He had a mansion.
Yeah,
a butler.
The Bat-toosie.
Yeah, the Bat-toosie. He had a butler.
Yeah, he had a butler. That's, he has that going for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And a cat. You know, there was always Catwoman.
Yeah,
she had the hots for him.
She was fun.
Yeah.
Good time.
So I would go old school Batman.
Yeah.
But now, if you had to create your own superhero, let's say, LBF, you have superpowers. You could be the superhero of your choice. What would you be? Who would you be? And what are your secret powers?
Okay. I would be Captain. Captain Metabolism.
Captain Metabolism.
Able to eat 2 dozen donuts and not feel bloated.
Yes.
Burns 2,000 calories faster than a protein shake drinking CrossFit trainer.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And laughs in the face of Spanx.
Wow. Maybe she's wearing Spanx.
Nope.
No Spanx.
Hey, I got a metabolism of a hummingbird.
That is
I don't need him.
Captain Metabolism. I like it. Brian, what would your superpower name be? What powers would you
have? That would be Sarcasm Man.
No.
Oh, wow. You already are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really tapped into that superpower.
Like, really? You're going to rob a bank in that? That's right. Come on. I can clearly see you are not packing anything deadly.
I love it.
You would be.
I love that. Sarcasm Man is. And his sidekick, Snarky. Snark Boy.
The Snark Mobile.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Really? Really? We driving this?
Really? Come on.
That's great, Brian.
Oh, God. That's perfect, really.
I would go Boomer Man.
Oh, and even more perfect.
You know, we used to ride our bikes to school and back, okay? We didn't have to. I guess, Mom to drop us off.
With, able to make really old references.
Yeah, that's right. Boomer Man. You know, if you you rinse those dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, that'll help fight grime.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and we all want to fight grime, don't we?
Oh, my God.
Yes, Boomer
Faster
Man.
Faster than a bad dad joke.
Yes. Yeah, I would lay them. I'd put them to sleep with
exactly.
A bad dad joke.
Able to defeat his enemies with puns.
Yes. Say, son, did you... You hear about that Dalmatian that's missing?
No.
Yes, Boomer Man, tell me. Oh, don't worry, he was spotted down the streets.
Oh, God.
Dalmatian.
That's when everyone turns themselves in. Stop!
Get us out of here!
Yes. That's right.
Oh, my God.
What did the man say when he finally tasted Coca-Cola?
I don't know, Boomer Man, what?
That's so delicious. So delicious.
So delicious.
So delicious.
No, no, no.
Boomer Man.
We can't do it. Do we have any kryptonite? Something.
Oh, have another donut.
Current television show that will make him weak.
Have another donut over there.
The only way to defeat Boomer Man is technology.
Hand him an iPhone and ask him to program it.
Is this on? We need to reboot this.
See me now.
Reboot it. Reboot.
How come I can't get the audio to work?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR
or WROR.com.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF, Van Bryan, little Elton John, Rocket Man before that. How is Rocket Man doing? We're not even sure. Yesterday we were... Oh, that's what Trump calls the,
that
little
guy,
Rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Little Rocket Man. Yeah. We haven't heard anything.
I think he's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think he's fine? I do, too. We did a Dead or Alive yesterday. I think he's alive.
Yeah, I think he's alive.
Something might be going on, but I think he's alive. Anyway.
He's definitely out of shape. I mean, that is clear.
Oh, for 36. Yeah. Woo! Mother's Day is when?
May 10th.
May 10th.
Oh.
Maybe he's making something for Mother's Day. Is his mother still around?
No, I don't think so. I think he had her killed.
Yeah, one bad French toast.
I like my eggs scrambled. All right.
Didn't get that nickname for nothing. All right, survey found. Would you like to know the top things? And we'll run this by you because you're the mom on the show.
Okay.
Survey found what moms want. I'm going to tell you what. The items are, you tell me what the number one was, okay?
Okay.
Flowers, personal care items, housewares, clothing, or a gift card. What do moms want the most out of those?
Not in the mix.
Well, no.
Could be a gift card for a liquor store.
Yeah. I'd say gift card.
Gift card is it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yep.
Moms want a gift card.
Yes.
That's it this year. Followed by flowers.
Eh. I mean, like, listen, flowers are just like, yeah, but plus and. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you know,
especially
what?
From
it's
you.
Never just flowers.
I think I'm thinking of it from Dave, but like from Lucy.
Yeah.
Flowers are fine.
They're fine. Personal care items?
No.
You don't want any?
I want to pick out my own personal care. It's personal.
Okay.
All right. Don't tell me what I need to do, by the way.
Duly noted. Duly noted there.
Make sure Dave's listening.
Yeah, Dave.
Getting pretty hostile in here.
No personal care item. Yeah.
What are the other
no
two?
Creams or anything?
No, no creams.
Okay, got it.
No creams.
Housewares, something for the house.
You know, I got to tell you, the best Mother's Day present I ever got was my KitchenAid stand mixer, and it was for my first Mother's Day.
Can't go wrong with that.
You can't go that. But that's the only... only appliance that you can get for Mother's Day.
So,
for your wife.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there were only two colors back in those days, right?
It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, you said
first Mother's Day.
Okay,
which was like 16
years ago.
So they had more than black and white.
Yes, okay, they had yellow. They had red.
Well,
so how about an air fryer?
No, not an air fryer.
No. Okay.
Jesus.
To know their color.
What do you think? I'm a grandmother. Anyway,
no,
go
no,
ahead.
No, I'm done with this break.
Maybe take you out and see a talkie.
Really? I mean, oh, my God. Did they even have electricity back then?
The last thing, Dave.
Frank mixer.
Dave, if you're still with us.
Barely.
Clothing. Do not buy her clothing.
My
she does
God,
not want
no.
you buying her clothing.
Heaven
there
forbid.
You go.
After this quarantine, he has no idea what fits.
No, no.
It's a cape.
Gift card, Dave.
A cape might be good. A cape.
Dave. Gift card, Dave.
Oh, my God. Don't you feel bad for that
That's
guy?
That's it. I do now. Wow. Okay. Happy Mother's
Day. No creams.
That's it. Card, no creams. All right. It's Hayes and Moore. Did somebody win $1,000 with Super Smart today? Find out in 15 minutes and see if you're super smart. That's coming up right here where it's 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.